the town supervisor of East Hampton. His name is Peter Van Skoik. I haven't spoken to him in a while. Great having you. Great having you. Congratulations, by the way, on your reelection. And a belated Happy New Year, my friend.
Thanks so much, Jay. It's great to be back on the show.
It is always good having you, especially when you got a couple of things on the dock. You got a big one today with the airport, huh? Listen, that has been an ongoing issue, but maybe something finalized today. Give me the landscape. What's happening with it?
Well, Jay, you're right. It is a long-standing issue. For 20 years, the town has had no control over its own airport due to grant assurances that were accepted from the FAA, and that basically stripped the town's right to regulate the airport. And in that intervening time, the airport traffic has expanded exponentially, as have the complaints about the airport. And this has gone from a very small recreational airport to now a regional hub and a commuter center, really, for New York City and beyond, coming out to East Hampton and the South Fork. And with the expiration of those grant assurances this past September, the town's finally able to take control of the airport. So that's basically been our goal. I've been on the town board now for 10 years. That's been an effort that's taken up a lot of our time from day one. And at this point, we now have the ability to take the next step. We've had numerous conversations with the FAA. We've had public engagement, multiple community workshops, town board work sessions, studies on operations and complaints, user demographics, you name it, environmental studies, economic studies, to find out, you know, what is actually brought to the town economically by operating this airport. And based on all of that, the town board has decided that the best move is to decommission the airport on February 28th, open a new airport as a private use, publicly owned private use airport on March 4th. So we'll have about 3 days that the airport will be decommissioned. This will extinguish any remaining obligations to the FAA and will give us the greatest flexibility to address longstanding concerns of residents.
You mentioned the FAA, and they have done absolutely nothing to help the cause. I mean, we've been with you for years on this. The noise and everything else, you know. And listen, you've had prominent individuals correspond with the FAA, you know, the Lee Zeldins of the world and everything else, all falling on deaf ears. Why is it the FAA has failed to recognize this ever-growing problem in your neck of the woods over these years?
Well, I think, you know, basically the FAA, it's a federal administration bureaucracy. It's a huge bureaucracy. But their basic charge and mission is to help operate, manage, and expand our air traffic system in the United States. So, you know, it's very much about building new airports, expanding air travel. And, you know, that's really completely contradictory to what East Hampton has been striving for decades to do. We've been trying to reduce development, to try and strike a balance between human activity and the natural world, protect our beautiful beaches and everything else. And that's what's really, you know, driven our local economy. We're an extremely popular place to visit because we have had all those protections and we've maintained a high quality of life and a beautiful place people want to visit.
Jim Pete Van Skoik with us. He supervises the town of East Hampton. So if this change comes about, Peter, what about the legality of it all? Are there going to be lawsuits? I mean, there are a lot of folks with a lot of money who fly planes in and around, don't give a damn about the environmental impacts. You know, they go by what the FAA has dictated here. Is there backlash that could be coming this way based on a ruling today?
You know, we don't know for sure, but, you know, we do live in a litigious society. So I think, you know, we're prepared and we've been very careful about the steps we've taken to date and we'll continue to do so in order to, you know, reduce any risk of successful litigation against us. You know, we've been sued at the airport anytime we've tried to do anything to make improvements or restrict, you know, traffic flow. And, you know, we feel like we're on very strong footing here. As I said, we've been meeting with the FAA. We have a memo from the FAA that back in November of 2020, after a meeting, that basically outlined steps that we could take once the grant assurances had expired. So we've relied very heavily upon that. And, you know, we'll be moving forward. We're this is a two-phase activity. We're going to, as I said, decommission, open a new private use airport with prior permission required restrictions. Once we've established that, then we can actually work towards, you know, those prior permission restrictions. And that'll be, you know, taking place throughout the spring so that we can have those regulations put in place prior to the busy summer season.
By July 1st?
I would expect by May. We'll be,
by May, okay.
We'll be implementing those restrictions, I believe, by May, you know, before Memorial Day.
Interesting. Pete Benskoyak with us. A couple of minutes. Besides the airport, I know you've been right on as far as the affordable housing issue out there, which is big. That's a big issue out there. What is the latest? What can you tell us on that, Pete, as far as how everything has transpired there?
Yeah, well, we know, you know, housing here was kind of at a crisis point before the pandemic. With all the refugees from New York City and elsewhere coming out here to utilize you know, real estate, buying up what were rental homes and other things, driving the cost of living up here considerably. Values went up 35-45% in the blink of an eye and displaced a lot of longtime locals. And that's really a problematic. You can't have a community without community members. And these are folks that, you know, are volunteer firefighters, EMS, our school teachers, police, everybody. You know, if you have to survive here on the local economy, you can't afford housing. So while we have a number, we have probably one of the highest per capita affordable housing programs on Long Island, over 600 units in town. You know, that number needs to be increased, and so we've put forward a process of looking at every aspect of how we can improve housing. And in my State of the Town address, I declared all hands on housing, and every single board member will be tasked with a specific aspect of addressing the housing crisis.
And I know from what I read, there's about 600 or so, give or take, affordable units. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize the highest poverty rate in Suffolk yes. County exists in East Hampton. Is that, I'm correct in saying that, right?
That is an unenviable, you know, achievement, I'm afraid. You know, but we have such a dichotomy and such a difference. We have probably more billionaires, you know, who own property within the town than probably than any other town maybe in the United States. And we also have the highest poverty rate in Suffolk County. And again, I think it's driven by the cost of living primarily. And, you know, as I said, in order to make sure that we have a diverse community, a community in which the people who work in the community can live in the community, which is important because that means we only have one highway in and out of town. You know, 27 gets clogged up with the trade parade because people are coming from areas that are more affordable in order to work here. We're trying to, again, rebalance our community, and this is a really important effort, and we hope to make significant strides.
You're going to make strides today as far as the airport. It's been a category with a lot of conversation around it over the years. We will be watching, all but said and done, pretty much, with a vote. So we'll keep an eye on things. Peter, can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. We look forward to the next time. How's that?
That's great, Jay. Pleasure to be on again, and take care. Be well. Happy New Year.